This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an incredible Wednesday. I don't know particularly why it's incredible. I just feel like I've been really on point today. That's all I'm going to say. Yeah, I have been, Chris. We're going to talk about the new international order here in a moment. We're going to discuss aligning ourselves with powerful people concerning things out of the postal union. I still have to get to what's happening on the border with the kids and Rashida Tlaib's in trouble. Tlaib, whatever. She's stupid anyway. All that and so much more coming up this hour on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, French president is calling for a new international order. I'm kind of piggybacking off an email the guy sent in. I don't understand. They don't care about us and our border. They care about Ukraine's. And I was just explaining that for American Democrats and for most of the global leaders who are tyrants, America is something that is uniquely evil and has to be brought down because it's an example of a sovereign, free country where people are happy and prosperous, and you can't have that if you see yourself as a dictator. It leads me to one, Yuval Noah Harari. We just call him Yuval Noah. We don't use his stupid last name, but it's just to simplify things. Who is Yuval Noah? For those who aren't aware, I realize we have a bunch of new listeners. I need to do just a little brief backstory. The World Economic Forum is an extremely powerful international organization. It is led by Klaus Schwab. He is a communist. If you look at his office, he has a bust of Vladimir Lenin sitting on his bookshelf. He is a dyed-in-the-wool communist. He hates the United States of America. He hates freedoms. He hates all these things. He's one of these people who thinks government should control everything. He wants to be king of a central committee, like all communists. And one of the highest ranking people in the World Economic Forum is one Yuval Noah Harari. That's his full name. Chris pulled up some of his greatest hits. I just wanted to remind you what kind of a monster we're dealing with here. Chris, go ahead, please.
AI can create new ideas, can even write a new Bible. We, you know, throughout history, religions dreamt about having a book written by a superhuman intelligence, by a non-human entity. Every religion claims our book, all the other books of the other religions, they humans wrote them. But our book, no. It came from some superhuman intelligence. In a few years, there might be religions that are actually correct. That just think about a religion whose holy book is written by an AI. That could be a reality in a few years.
That's the kind of megalomaniac we're dealing with here. Oh, we have more. I just want to remind you who this guy is. This is Yuval Noah.
Now fast forward to the early 21st century when we just don't need the vast majority of the population.
Because the
future is about developing more and more sophisticated technology, like, again, artificial intelligence, bioengineering. Most people don't contribute anything to that, except perhaps for their data. And whatever people are still doing, which is useful, these technologies increasingly will make redundant and will make it possible to replace the people.
We just don't need most of you, you see? You're not important. You see, he's a god. He's the one in charge. He's decided what matters for the earth and what doesn't. And please don't dismiss this gentleman as being some quack. This dude has the most powerful people on the planet on speed dial. You see, a lot of people just need to die and go away. This is how these people think. This is the mission they're on. Oh, I'll play you one more. This is Yuval Noah.
Most legal systems are based on this idea, this belief in human rights. But human rights are just like heaven and like God. It's just a fictional story that we've invented and spread around. It may be a very nice story, It may be a very attractive story. We want to believe it. But it's just a story. It's not a reality. It is not a biological reality. Just as jellyfish and woodpeckers and ostriches have no rights, Homo sapiens have no rights also. Take a human, cut him open, look inside, you find their blood, and you find the heart and lungs and kidneys, but you don't find there any rights. The only place you find rights is in the fictional stories that humans have invented and spread around. And the same thing is also true in the political field. States and nations are also, like human rights, and like God, and like heaven, they too are just stories. A mountain is a reality. You can see it, you can touch it, you can even smell it. But Israel or the United States, they are just stories, very powerful stories, stories we might want to believe very much, but still they are just stories. You can't really see the United States. You cannot touch it. You cannot smell it.
You're just a jellyfish, you see? You're nothing. This is how these people think. It's important to understand this. God, nothing. It's not real. Your rights? How could a jellyfish have any rights? You're just a jellyfish. Are you starting to understand? If you've ever read stories about these mass murderers like the Maos and the Hitlers and the Stalins who preside over these regimes, who murder people by the tens of millions, and have you ever wondered how could anybody do that? Even a bad man, how could anyone do that? Well, you're listening to the mentality. This is how these demons think. There's no God, there's no heaven. Human beings, you're a nothing, you're an animal, you're a burden, you're useless, you don't have rights. In fact, the very idea of nations, your country with your laws and its history and everything, even it's just a ridiculous, childish fiction. And if you believe in such things, you're one of the ridiculous human beings who needs to be removed. This is how this human being thinks, which is interesting when you combine that with the latest headline from today. Yuval Noah Harari argues that what's at stake in Ukraine is the direction of human history. Huh. Now that's, look, it's just you and me talking here. Let's try to merge a couple worlds. So there's this dude, all right? He's this freak, Yuval Noah Harari, and he has beliefs. No God, humans are a burden, lots of them don't matter anymore, human rights are not even existent. What did he call it, Chris? Fictional. Human rights are fictional. In fact, nations like the United States and Israel, they are also fictional. So this dude who doesn't believe in God or human rights, who doesn't believe in nations, who doesn't believe in any of these things, he's the same guy who's uniquely invested in Ukraine. Huh. Wow, that is interesting. You want to travel down that rabbit hole with me for a moment? So if he believes all these things, yet he's very concerned about Ukraine, is it possible that an escalation in the fighting in Ukraine, you know, Russia's out there, NATO is planning on mass casualty events as we speak in Europe. The planning, the training for that went into place today. As the United States of America and NATO continues to stick a thumb in the eye of the world's largest nuclear power, the gentleman who believes billions of human beings are a burdensome stain on the planet, he feels the exact same way. Huh. That is interesting to think about. So here's one more thing I'll leave you with, because I'm going to move on and I actually want to finally talk about aligning ourselves with powerful people. I teased it and whatnot. But here's something I will leave you with. If you woke up tomorrow morning and, God forbid, there was a city, not even an American city, we'll make it a Paris. We'll call it Paris. And Paris is glowing in the dark because Russia dropped a nuclear weapon on it. You would be mortified, scared, angry. You'd be thinking about all those poor people, the suffering, the video footage. You'd be thinking about all that. What do you think Yuval Noah would be thinking? If Yuval Noah, who seems to really care about this conflict, if he woke up tomorrow morning and Paris was glowing in the dark, do you think he would be upset? Or do you think he would be happy? Just something to consider. Now let's talk about aligning ourselves with powerful interests. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. All are welcome. Love, death threats, hate. Ask Dr. Jesse questions, whatever you feel like sending in. So we have this thing, at least I do. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but about the American Revolution. We love it. I love it too. We love it. We look back fondly on it. The people rose up and they cast out a tyrant, a king. And we got for ourselves this free country and created this constitutional republic. And all that stuff's true and all that stuff's good. I believe the same thing. But there is something about it we miss. And I understand why we miss it, but we miss it. It wasn't just the peasants. It wasn't just the normal people rising up to cast out a king. Normal people, regular people like you, me, you know, house, job, kids, trying to get by. Normal people were angry and oppressed by the British for a long time. But the revolution didn't kick off. It didn't kick off in a significant way until some high society people joined the cause. You know, the founders, we look on them fondly and we should, but go look at their occupations. Go look at who they were in society. Guys like Hancock, he's that the huge signature you see there, John Hancock. Hancock was a mogul in his time. And they begged him for a while to join because if you want to take on a large, evil, powerful system like we are taking on now, the World Economic Forum, or you can make it just about America, or whatever, you want to take on these large, powerful institutions, it's nice to think that we can just rise up and get it done. But the truth is, we will need powerful people to help us in that quest. And oftentimes, we will need powerful people who have previously been aligned with the evil system. You know what else the founders had in common? Pretty much all of them were British loyalists or British troops at one point. Where do you think George Washington learned to fight? So that leads me to this. You know who Mark Zuckerberg is? In case you don't, he's the guy who owns Facebook, or CEO of Facebook. I don't think you're supposed to say owns, although they changed the name to Meta. I don't know, these tech freaks, whatever. He's one of the wealthiest, most powerful people on planet Earth. He has been a left-wing activist for all of my adult political life. We are talking activist. It was Mark Zuckerberg's money that funded all those drop boxes in all those Democrat districts in swing states. It was Zuckbucks, they're known as. They call them Zuckbucks. So I'm not at all ignoring his past crimes. I am not at all. But there is a report today, and you don't need to take a ton from it, but it just gave me a talking point I wanted to discuss. This is from Leading Report. Again, you don't know whether it's true or not, but I've heard this before, and some of the things he said recently have kind of led me to believe there's probably some truth to this. Mark Zuckerberg is reportedly now aligned with libertarian ideology and has hired a Republican strategist to repair his relationship with right-wing media and operatives after years of censorship. So this is the dude who canceled your Facebook account, censored people on the right, bought the drop boxes. This is that guy. I am not a fan. I am here to tell you I'm not a fan. I am not trusting. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. If you're screaming at the radio right now, oh, Jesse, wake up. He's probably just doing this because he thinks Trump's going to win and he wants to be on his good side. Yeah, you're probably right. I know. I'm not here to tell you to wrap your arms around Mark Zuckerberg and give him a big old sloppy kiss and welcome him into the tent. I'm not telling you that. But I am telling you this. We are going to need powerful people to join us if we are to succeed with our counter-revolution. We are counter-revolutionaries now. The communist revolutionaries consumed every institution, ate our country up from the inside. They now control all the powerful institutions. They are powerful. Judicial system, FBI, CIA, presidents, CEOs. There's a laundry list of them. Powerful people. We are going to need powerful people with us. Elon Musk leaving the left wing, and I guess joining the middle. I don't even know what you want to call him, but he's been a huge Trump backer now and vocally speaking out against the left. I still don't trust Elon Musk. That was huge for us. It's been huge for us to have a powerful person with a powerful entity like Twitter, like X or whatever he calls it. That's been huge for us. If Zuckerberg, if others, whoever they are, even ones we don't like, ones I don't like, ones you don't like, if powerful people who have done us wrong, powerful people we distrust are going to join us, we are going to have to make room for them if we are to succeed. And that's all I wanted to say. I want to move on. I want to talk about the children we're bringing in and how evil that is and why Rashida Tlaib is on her last leg, I believe. But first, I want to talk to you about chalk. I want to talk to you about how you feel, actually. Not about chalk. I want to talk about how you feel. Late in the day, 3 in the afternoon, 5 o'clock, time to put dinner on, getting home from work. Are you done? Gassed? You know, it doesn't have to be that way. We convince ourselves as we get older, well, that's the way it is. No, gentlemen, let me tell you something right now. If you're out of energy and your mood sucks, your T levels are probably low. You need to start taking some natural herbal supplements and get them where they need to be. Chalk has natural herbal supplements, lots of them. Personally, I take a male vitality stack to make sure I'm always fired up and ready to go. Female vitality stacks, chalk lit powder, Chad mode for you workout freaks, all natural herbal supplements. Go. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a hump day. You know, Boston was an underrated band. Very underrated band. Oh, they were, Chris. They're a lot more than just more than a feeling. Amanda, when's the last time you jammed out to Amanda? You can jam out to Amanda. And it'll make you think about this girl, Amanda, you used to know, and you'll long for her, Chris. What? That's the power of Boston, baby. Anyway, I don't think Rashida Tlaib is going to be in Congress for much longer. Now, I realize she's already going to be in this election cycle, and yes, I know about the district she's from in Michigan. I do. But remember, there are two different divisions of communists. Elite communists and street communists. And if you're a street communist, you will be allowed to make the transition into being one of the elites, one of the people with actual power, provided you don't cause trouble for the system. AOC. Notice how she doesn't get challenged in primaries? Now, she's supposed to be one of these radical lefties, but she doesn't get challenged in primaries. Why? She toes the party line, endorsed Joe Biden. She's a good little soldier. Jamal Bowman, he was too much of a barbarian. He couldn't friggin' help himself. He's pulling fire alarms, yelling about Jews all the time, caused problems for Democrats. What do you know? The elites funded a candidate against him in the primary, and it's bye-bye, Jamal, back to the streets to you. Rashida Tlaib, she's one of these people who hates Jews. She doesn't even really hide it too much. She just really hates Jews. And if you're a Democrat, that's a huge problem for you electorally, because Democrats nationally right now, they're in a serious struggle to hold their coalition together. That's actually one of the main reasons they got rid of Joe Biden. Yeah, it comes back to poll numbers, but Joe Biden wasn't able to hold the coalition together. As much as he would have wanted to, the coalition was fleeing him. Democrats have a problem. They want their American Muslim base to continue voting with them. They want their American Jewish base to continue voting with them. Those two voting blocks, especially since the Hamas-Israel attack, those two voting blocks have been at war with each other on America's streets. Rashida Tlaib is not trying to walk a tightrope. Rashida Tlaib has gone all in. Kill all the Jews, you know, all that stuff. Well, you know, Ilhan Omar had a strong primary challenger, too. She'll be gone soon. Bowman's already gone. Omar will be gone before too long. Two election cycles, three election cycles, you call it. Rashida Tlaib's going to be gone. Michigan's AG Nessel, not exactly a wonderful lady herself, listen to what she had to say.
You called Congresswoman Tlaib's reaction to your office's charges and her allegation that you and your office have bias. You said that was anti-Semitic. Why?
Well, you know, look, for her to say that I could handle a litany of other cases and that was fine, but when it comes to anything involving pro-Palestinian protesters, I could not be fair. I could not be objective. And I don't think you have to be Angela Lansbury to figure this out, right? Clearly, she's referencing my religion as to why she thinks I can't be fair. She also mischaracterized the charges. And I think quite, intentionally. I mean, she talked about this being peaceful protesters. No peaceful protesters were charged in this event. Rashida's a lawyer. She had every opportunity to call me to ask to see the evidence in this case, but she didn't do that. You know, I have to rely on the facts, the law, and the evidence when I go into a court of law. And that's what we evaluated in this case. And that's the only thing that we evaluated in terms of making a determination as to these charges.
Oh, Rashida. Just couldn't trade in her street barbarian ways for her elite barbarian ways. And as such, she will not be long for Congress. Okay, so there's that. I also wanted to play for you this just because I wanted you to know. Former ICE Director Holman is a good man. And man alive, what Democrats have done with the border, it's not only the abuse of America and the American people, the life of horror they have allowed, they have facilitated, to be frank, because your tax dollars, my tax dollars are being used to pay for this stuff. The horrors happening in this country at the hands of Democrats.
Whew. You talk about the child sex crimes. Under Kamala Harris, we'd have over 500,000 children have been smuggled into the United States, separated from their families, smuggled by criminal cartels and released to the United States. That's your failure as the borders are. And let me add this. They've released these people to so-called sponsors. They don't vet properly. Now they can't find 148,000 children or their sponsors. And I guarantee you, based on my 3.5 decades of investigative experience, these children are in forced labor or they're in forced sex trade, and they're living a life of hell. This administration, what they've done on the border is disgusting.
And Democrats did that to those kids on purpose. All right, let's do some emails because I want to get to Biden on The View. He did say a couple good things today, but I got a little bit behind. Oh, there's this little tidbit for emails. Postal Union sends a letter calling Trump an existential threat. The National Association of Letter Carriers. Wow, that's a little bit concerning that the people who deliver the mail are all in the tank for one candidate because half the country votes by mail now. Might be a point of concern. Oh, I don't know. Jesse, dear Professor Food Connoisseur, have you tried spicy ranch on pizza? It's delicious. Yes, ranch on pizza, spicy ranch on pizza. If you really want to live, take your favorite hot sauce, mix it up with your ranch, do a buffalo ranch on a pizza. Yes, sir. Jesse, a bunch of... Oh, I almost forgot to tell you, Chris. I can't believe I forgot. So this wasn't my idea. I saw it online from someone somewhere. I didn't even know this was a thing. But speaking of something to be used on pizza, you know, like red pepper flakes or parsley flakes, you know those things? There's jalapeno flakes, dried jalapeno flakes. I just got a thing. It showed up on the doorstep and I got home and Ab had gotten to it before. And she said, you got a package today. What's in it? And so I kind of had to hide what was actually in it. But either way, it's jalapeno flakes. Tell me that's not going to be money on eggs. Put that on some scrambled eggs, on some pizza. That'd be money on pizza. Jalapenos on pizza. Underrated. Underrated. What, Chris? What? Why don't you seem excited? Yes, it's different than red pepper flakes. What do you mean? They're green, Chris. They're not even close to the same. Jesse, a bunch of Trump's former cabinet members aren't endorsing him. I'm starting to get the feeling they may have reached out and weren't given a positive answer. Have you heard anything? Okay, well, don't stress the former Trump person, this former Trump person, that former Trump person coming out and endorsing Harris. Remember what we talk about when it comes to system membership. System membership is lucrative. If you are in politics, if you work in politics or the media or politics and the media, if you're in that world at all, the lobbying world, anything in that world, you really, really, really need to have your system membership card up to date. If you endorse Donald Trump, there's no faster way to become an enemy of the system than that. That job you want at CNN is going to be gone. That job you want with Senator Idiot, it's going to be gone. That's the first thing they're going to check is your system membership card. What's that hag's name? We're about to play a couple of clips from The View. Alyssa Farah something. I don't know. They all hyphenate their last names because this country's lost its mind now. The hot one, whatever. The one on The View. Well, she was a Trump lady, and now all she does is kiss Kamala Harris's rear end and trash Trump all day long. Why does she do that? Go look at the salary of the hags on The View. If you want to sit in that chair every day and be a big TV star and make millions of dollars, you need an up-to-date system membership card. Therefore, you better sit down and declare Donald Trump to be the Antichrist. She's doing what she has to do for a paycheck. Now, speaking of which, Biden was on The View today. We have a couple clips. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats, whatever else is on your mind. So, Joe Biden went on The View today. And I will be interested to see what comes out after this. And here's what I mean by this. Here's what I mean. Why would Joe Biden go on The View? I realize The View is friendly territory. I get that. But right now, Democrats are in the heat of trying to win back the White House. In trying to win back the White House, they've essentially hidden Joe Biden in a basement. They've stuffed him in a basement and they don't really let him out. He spends all his time on the beach. He doesn't do much. We haven't really seen or heard from him. Not only have they hid him in the basement, they're out there. Look, for lack of a better word, they're campaigning against him.
It doesn't have to be this way. We can't afford four more years of this. And I've been saying it.
Okay. Four more years of Joe Biden. They're campaigning against the guy who's there. That's how they have to run it. The American people are unhappy. So Harris Walls have to pretend like they had nothing to do with it and campaign against him. So why would Joe Biden go on The View? The reason I say I'll be fascinated to see what comes after is was this part of the Harris campaign? Or was this Joe Biden and his people on their own going to the media to get some positive PR and maybe, just maybe, needle Harris a little bit for all the, we can't afford four more years of this. I don't know. Listen to Joe.
Did you feel that your hand was forced? And what is your relationship with Speaker Pelosi now?
Our relationship is fine. Look, I never fully believed the assertions that somehow there was this overwhelming reluctance of my running again. I didn't sense that. Mm-hmm. And although the polling, they said Biden's polling was different, the fact of the matter is my polling was about, you know, we're always within range of beating this guy.
Does that sound like the loyal soldier to Kamala Harris just out there trying to get her reelected? Or does that sound like a man who chose to resurface at this time to gently air some grievances? He talks about a lot of things.
It was only 2 months ago that you decided to step aside from seeking re-election, putting your country first above any personal ambition. And you passed the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris. What have these past 2 months felt like, and are you at peace with your decision?
Well, I am at peace with my decision. Look, when I ran for this last term, I said that I saw myself as a transition president.
Yeah. Yeah.
Transitioning to a new generation of leadership.
Yeah. And remember, Joe Biden, these politicians, they're obsessed with what people are saying about them. They're following the Harris-Walls campaign the same way you're following it, the same way I'm following it. Joe Biden has heard Harris and Walls repeatedly say things like this.
It doesn't have to be this way. We can't afford. We can't afford four more years of this, and I've been saying it.
And Joe Biden, after having watched the Harris campaign try to separate themselves as far from him as humanly possible, went on television and said this.
And as vice president, there wasn't a single thing that I did that she couldn't do. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to delegate her responsibility on everything from foreign policy to domestic policy.
Harris? Oh, she was involved in everything. Domestic policy, foreign policy. Oh, yeah, knee deep involved. Look, I'm not saying I know something. All I'm saying, I feel like I have to sneeze again, Chris. Hold on, I'm going to look at the light. Everyone's wrong. No, I'm looking at the light, Chris. I feel like it's working this time. I knew I was right. I'm staring right at the, Chris is looking. I'm staring right at the light. That counts as a light. Yes, it does. It's on. Yes, it is. It's, what do you mean it's off? It's on. I'm looking at it. Chris is lying. I'm staring at a light. I knew all of you were wrong. Staring at the light prevents sneezing, just like I always thought it would. Anyway, I forget. Actually, what I was saying there, I didn't remember any of that. I do want to bring up this little point once again. I love Nancy Pelosi.
There is a perception among some that there's a lot of hurt feelings because you played an outsized role in him stepping down, which was a very selfless but a very hard thing for him to do. I've heard that Jill Biden and her team, that there's people close to the Biden team that are upset at you. Have you spoken to him, and how do you respond to that?
No, but my point was we need a better campaign. As I said, a decision to win. Mm-hmm. I didn't see us on a path to victory. So,
I love how Nancy Pelosi has never once actually denied that she made him step down. She's never really come out and said that. It's always the, well, look, what happened was behind closed doors.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
AGs probe doctor organization for false claims about transing children. Yes, the America Academy of Pediatrics has been doing some really dark things, and it looks like some Republican AGs are finally stepping up and using their power for something decent and digging into it much, much. Big props to that one. Explosive censorship documents. America First Legal releases complete internal Facebook onboarding documents used to train CDC employees on how to censor the American public. The Center for Disease Control. You think it's a bunch of doctors and attractive nurses figuring out how to cure diseases when in reality they're figuring out how to shut you up. What do you mean you don't want to wear your third mask? NATO prepares a plan for a huge number of casualties in case of a World War III scenario with Russia. Oh, well, at least we're not doing everything in our power to ensure that's coming. Janet Jackson disavows unauthorized apology for saying Kamala Harris is not black. I haven't thought of Janet Jackson since that Super Bowl. John Tester takes a private meeting with a pole dancer to talk about abortion. Well, I'm sure John Tester's taken several of those meetings. All right, I will see you tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.